A social experiment put in motion by abolitionist John G. Fee in the 1850s called for racial integration in the tiny central Kentucky town of Berea. Threats, the Civil War, and Kentucky's infamous Day Law, which resegregated education, sidetracked progress. But Berea's place in history is secure. For some current residents, no other town will do.
I think this is probably the greatest place on earth to live.
Berea is a wonderful place to live.
This is my little model town.
Some residents even compare Berea to the mythical, trouble-free TV town, Mayberry. With its low crime rate, growing manufacturing base, emphasis on the arts and culture, and the presence of a renowned liberal arts college, Berea is attractive. But to be frank, Berea is no Mayberry. It's a real town, populated by real people with real problems. Still, Berea's utopian heritage was behind Shane Barton's decision to relocate from Virginia.
I believe the story, but one thing that we all tend to learn later in life is that many things in history are romanticized. Everything from the Native American experience to the post-colonial experience is romanticized, and we kind of revisit our history and tend to make it adapt to what we want to hear.
Barton, who is white, and his Nigeria-born wife, Adanma, chose to settle in Berea because of its history and the prospects of raising an interracial family in an accepting, diverse community. The reality hasn't lived up to expectations.
We've been confronted in restaurants and told that our relationship was ungodly or wrong or those poor children.
Other interracial couples in Berea say they've also been on the receiving end of unwelcome stares and worse. Just a few weeks ago, vehicles belonging to a white woman and her black boyfriend were spray-painted with racial slurs. Simultaneously, there was another challenge to Berea's image of tolerance and inclusion. City Council is considering creation of a human rights commission. Some residents want it to battle discrimination based on sexual orientation. The issue has divided the community. Adam Walker is the openly gay owner of Berea Coffee and Tea. Although he's disturbed by the sometimes negative tone of the debate, Walker finds it refreshing people are expressing their real feelings.
I think what happens a lot in Berea is you sort of get used to it being, nobody ever wants to talk about it, so it becomes sort of a non-issue. And then things like the fairness ordinance come up, or the spray painting incident. Then people become vocal.
From that outspokenness can come understanding. Union Church pastor Kent Gilbert likes to think of the current discord as a gift wrapped in a problem, another opportunity for Berea to live up to its legacy.
We're not going to be a town that tolerates racism. We're not going to be a town that tolerates that kind of treatment of anybody, white or black, young or old, male or female, straight or gay. We're not going to be that kind of town. That's not how we build a good community.
From its beginning, Berea established a reputation for ambitious social change. Sometimes forgotten is a history of resistance to that change. For WEKU News, I'm Ron Smith.